आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स वर्ल्ड न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी स्पीक्स टू फ्रेंच प्रेसिडेंट इमैनुअल मैक्रों, डिस्कसेस एफर्ट्स टू ब्रिंग अर्ली एंड टू वॉर इन यूक्रेन। Canada acknowledges Khalistani violent extremist groups receiving financial support from sources within the country. Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy wins Best Director Award in Horizonte section at 82nd Venice Film Festival. India thrashed China 7-0 to reach final of Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir to face Korea in summit clash this evening. And in US Open tennis, Aryna Sabalenka retains women's singles title with thrilling win over Amanda Anisimova in New York. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both the leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability." The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and looked forward to welcoming him in India. Recently, Mr. Modi had also held a conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections of the African nation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Mr. Ali expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India, and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, diplomatic relations between India and Guyana have been in place since 1965, when India established a commission in Georgetown. This was upgraded to a full-fledged High Commission of India in 1968. Canada has officially acknowledged that Khalistani violent extremist groups are receiving financial support from sources within the country. This was disclosed in a report published by Canada's Ministry of Finance titled 2025 Assessment of Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Risks in Canada. We have the details.
The report reveals that law enforcement and intelligence agencies have observed that pro-Khalistan groups, which are classified under the politically motivated violent extremism, get financial backing from individuals and networks based in Canada. These groups include Babbar Khalsa International and the International Sikh Youth Federation, both of which are listed as terrorist organizations under Canada's criminal code. The report notes that while these groups once had an extensive fundraising network in Canada, they now seem to operate through smaller groups of individuals who support the Khalistan cause without being tied to any specific organization. The government warned that terrorist financing poses serious risks to Canada's national security and reputation. It could damage the country's international standing and reduce trust in Canadian institutions, both at home and abroad. Anita Anand, Desk Report, World News.
This is Akashvani giving you World News. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. Postal traffic to the United States has plummeted by over 80% following the introduction of new tariffs on August 29, according to the Universal Postal Union, UPU, a United Nations agency. The drop comes after the U.S. ended a long-standing rule that allowed small packages worth under $800 to enter duty-free. This rule, in place since 1938, helped boost low-value imports to 1.36 billion packages by 2024. Critics say the exemption encouraged unsafe imports and drug smuggling while hurting U.S. retailers. So far, 88 postal operators have fully or partly stopped shipping parcels to the U.S. This includes major countries like India, Mexico, Germany, France, Spain, Italy, Australia, Japan, Taiwan, and Switzerland. Earlier, the Indian government completely suspended the booking of all categories of mail, including letters, documents, and gift items valued up to $100 destined for the United States. Israeli military has destroyed a 15-floor residential high-rise building, the Susi Tower, in Gaza City, marking its second major tower strike within 24 hours. Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, which has been expanding operations in Gaza, claimed the tower was used by Hamas, though the Palestinian group has denied it. The exact number of casualties is unclear, but dozens of families have been displaced as the tower housed many displaced Palestinians. This destruction comes just 24 hours after the IDF demolished the 13-floor Mushtaha Tower in western Gaza City. And now news from the world of sports.
The Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship by defeating China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours, while South Korea also advances to the summit clash. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening, where India will take on Korea in the title clash. In the US Open tennis, world number one Aryna Sabalenka successfully defended her women's single crown, defeating Amanda Anisimova in straight sets 6-3, 7-6. That's Grand Slam title number 4 for the Belarusian powerhouse. In men's singles, Italy's Jannik Sinner will face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz tonight. The showdown is expected to begin at 11:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Over to boxing, where India's star Nikhat Zareen marked a winning comeback at the World Championships in Liverpool. Returning from injury, she outpunched USA's Jennifer Lozano with a dominant 5-0 victory in the women's 51kg category. Nikhat will next face Japan's Yuna Nishinaka in the pre-quarters. With Mayur's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy has won Best Director Award in the Orizzonti section at the 82nd Venice Film Festival. This section highlights new and indie films. Her film, Songs of Forgotten Trees, was the only Indian entry in this category and tells the story of two migrant women in Mumbai. The award was announced by Julia Ducarno, president of the Orizzonti jury.
The award for Best Director goes to Anuparna Roy for Songs of the Forgotten Trees.
A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight, as a rare total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. The eclipse will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media, the eclipse will begin tonight at 8:58 p.m. and end at 2:25 a.m. on 8th of September. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi speaks to French President Emmanuel Macron, discusses efforts to bring early end to war in Ukraine. Canada acknowledges Khalistani violent extremist groups receiving financial support from sources within the country. Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy wins Best Director Award in Orizzonti section at 82nd Venice Film Festival. India thrashed China 7-0 to reach final of Asia Cup Hockey in Rajgir to face Korea in summit clash this evening. And in US Open tennis, Aryna Sabalenka retains women's singles title with thrilling win over Amanda Anisimova in New York. With that, we end the world news.